Everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and we're here to have a wonderful Monday program again here. So, the day today is July 9th, 2012. And thank you, Larry. Monday, he's our date and timekeeper here. So, if your days are speeding up or going slow or having any problem, Larry's the man. So, I'm sure he's laughing. Anyway. Larry's one of our wonderful booth helpers in Los Angeles here, so thank you, Larry. When we go to the Expo, going there again in October, Conscious Life Expo by the International Airport there, off of Century. So what we're going to do is our Life Force Energy to help everybody out for Monday, in case you had a slow weekend, or maybe a fast one and you're tired. So here we go. Just kind of put the palm of your hands kind of together facing you. And you're going to feel that invisible ball tension like you're compressed in a spring. And you can't do this with your mind. So if you're trying to use your mind to figure out energy that's around you, it won't work. If you're a mental person, you won't get the information. And at times I find people try to mentalize their emotions and or body feelings, and you just can't, because it's a whole different system. But here we go. Put your hands kind of close together, close between maybe a foot to a few inches, and you're going to find that tension there. And the more you do this, just the further out your hands are going to be when you start off. So what you want to do is increase your life force energy, which is done by your spirit when you command it, to actually commanding your spirit to help you. So what you do is just say, I now increase my life force energy. Very simple phrase. Anybody can do it. Nobody can be offended, really, because you're not bringing in religion or anything that might sound like it's not religious. Just life force energy. So each time you say it out loud, must be out loud, otherwise you're in the mental plane. And we know what the mental plane is, which is the darkness. That's where you have thoughts. That's where you have mind control patterns and everything else. So you don't want to get involved with the mind. Because the mind is what kept you here all these past lives that you've had. So here we go, for centuries. So let's say it out loud. I now increase my life force energy and move your hands further apart, maybe a foot or two, and come back in slowly. And you're going to find out that, lo and behold, your energy's further. You're going to feel that ball increasing. Say it again out loud. I now increase my life force energy. And sample. And say it out loud again. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Boy. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. Okay, you should feel pretty charged up here. Oh, we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Kathy, you out there somewhere?
Yes, I'm out here. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Welcome to BBS Radio, Creation Lightship Healing on Station 1. This is a forum to discuss the healings and clearings on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Ron has listed almost 600 clearings to help us prepare for ascension and to have a better life. Your participation is welcome during this program. You can use a user-friendly chat room on the Creation Lightship BBS radio page or by phone. I've posted the toll-free number on the fast chat, and there are other numbers available for Station 1 on the BBS Radio Creation Lightship page. Ron, I received some questions from clsquestions@yahoo.com. May I read them, or do you think the caller is still there?
Let's see if the caller is still there. Yeah, we had an early caller, so are you still there, caller?
Ron?
My question was for a clearing for my psoriasis. I had previously had a clearing for the my respiratory breathing. And since that, I've had a horrible outbreak of psoriasis.
Well, let's see. Normally what I do is the clearings, all I can do here is a sample of like a whole lifetime clearing. So we can, you can just focus on that right now, okay?
Okay.
And we'll just see what we can do here. So, psoriasis, here we go. One, anyone else out there who has that condition or something that might be kind of similar, you can also let the energy come to you, too. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and what you could do is also maybe go online, and we have the skin misting water. It costs a dollar, and you may want to, you know, attempt that, the water each day or something for a week, and just see how that works for you.
Okay.
Oh, so we'll just see what the clearing did. The clearing that I do for samples is to get rid of the energy that you're dealing with right now, but it may not fix your condition, because the condition that we have is caused from our past. So it's gets to be real complicated sometimes. But hopefully
okay.
That helped you. Oh, blessings
to
you.
Okay. Thank
caller,
you.
Caller, did you get to hear Ron before with he was saying, I now increase my life force energy? Did you get to hear that part?
Yes. Yes, ma'am, and I participated as well.
Okay, great.
And repeating it.
That's good. Because that'll bring more spirit energy to help heal you, too.
Okay. I will order the water.
Yeah, you can just go on and you charge up a glass of water. I think it's a dollar for maybe a gallon or something, and just charge it up for your skin condition and just see if it helps you. And put it into a misting bottle, or just take the water and kind of splash it on your skin, you know. People
okay.
like the skin misting water.
Sounds
and if you go to the fast chat, I'm sure maybe some people may comment, too, what might also be a benefit for clearings or what they thought of the skin misting water for situations, too, with skin. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Ron, we have a question from clsquestions@yahoo.com that was directed to be asked today. It's from Did I Die and Go to Heaven, who asks if you would explain the near-death experience in terms of DNA changes and spirit.
Well, normally, did I die and go to heaven? That's the question. Well, heaven is actually hell. That's what the aliens take you to. They may call it heaven. That's why you're still here, because you never got out of here. So they just make it sound like it's something that's really nice. So anyway, let's see. If somebody dies, so that means that, I guess the person's like talking about a near-death experience. Is that what it would be, do you think, Kathy? They're talking about a process that, I don't know, maybe know why they're here. Is that... Am I on the right page of thinking?
Yes,
or?
You are. Yes. Sounds like they had a near-death experience, and maybe they came back different, so they wanted to know about the DNA changes.
Okay, the DNA will not change in your body, because your body is your body. So the body does not change its DNA. If the body dies, the DNA can become lessened from what was brought up in this lifetime. Another way of stating that would be that as you begin to listen and hear words from people around you, that will bring up judgments that are stored deeply inside of you, then they become active. So you're just activating your ancestors' beliefs and thoughts. And then from there, you start understanding what those thoughts were, and it can bring forth a physical condition or people around you come into your life. And then from there, because this energy of judgment, which is thoughts, will eventually cause your body to die, your body will start to begin the process of healing itself, which is to cause you a physical condition or problem that you now need to have in order to release the energy. What happens is, if you had a experience where the body died, so I won't say it's a near-death experience, because it's either you're dead or you're not dead. I think they kind of have the wrong words there for the way it should be. A near death would be like a close call, you know, where I shouldn't have been there, or I almost got hit by a car, and I was a second from that. To me, that'd be a near death experience. Okay, so what people talk about a near death experience is when the body dies and comes back to life again. That would be a different way of stating it. So I won't use the term near-death experience in that word analyzing, because it doesn't make sense to me. So if the body dies and all of a sudden you get revived and the body now comes back to life again, the DNA that was active at that time can slowly start to be deactivated. And so for some people, if the body's dead long enough, then their DNA may not be activated. So then when they come back in again with either a new spirit, possibly, or their old one, either way, it'd be the same thing. There's still a spirit with you, hopefully. Maybe not always, but we'll just say that that would be the case. Then the spirit now, since there's no more judgment in the body is like brand new again. We'll have memories of the past, but the stuff that you've been dealing with previously, which maybe is your storyline of your life, could be completely erased because you don't have any DNA that's activated. And you start over again. So you could be having a complete change of personality only because of that, because you have no history. So hopefully that answered your question, okay? Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so then another question that related to the topic is heaven the astral plane?
Anything outside there, outside of yourself, could be. I can't say it is or it isn't. Normally, astral plane is where you go to have experiences when you're sleeping, but that could be a parallel life. That could actually be a timeline. So there, you look at timelines, then everything else out there that we talk about would kind of be invalid. Or another way of saying something to make it sound more complicated or mysterious. Just look at timelines, then the timeline will be everything that you're dealing with that's outside of yourself, that's not in this present moment. Back to you, Kathy.
Larry had a comment regarding what you said about heaven. He wrote, "Heaven is hell, and hell is hell, too. Light is good."
That's good, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me of kind of a joke. A guy was saying, you know, don't call my shit crap, you know. Crap shit or something, you know? Yeah. Anyway.
Ron, Heal 321 sent in a request for sample clearing for mosquito bites. Could you do that for her and anyone who's been bitten during the summer months, especially during this heat we've been having?
You had a bite and sting clearing, too, online. So here we go. Mosquito bites, huh? Oh, boy, I don't like those things either. Here we go. So I'm going to count to 10 to start releasing the energy. man. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is for the critters that have went into you. Okay, so we're going to divide this off into different sections. So the first one is the alien critters that still could be attached to you that are invisible. Now, what got you was the physical ones, but there are invisible ones too. So here we go. I'm going to get rid of the invisible ones that are alien and the ones that could have left, maybe like their auric field with you or something, the attachment of them. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's the critters. Now we got the poison. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll get rid of the waste products of these critters. And these are the invisible ones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And now we'll get rid of the alien critters that are the carcasses that could be with you. This is what we do on the 8-hour calls, and it's also on the alien attack page. So here we go. Remember, we started doing this because these are still physical, and they're also an alien species that should not be here, but that's invisible also. And even the physical one should not be here, that alien species. Here we go. So one, dead carcasses that are living or dead on you, in you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so these are alien life forms. And so remember, as above and the beyond, though, is like, you know, as above, so below. So we're below here. And so they just manifested here physically. That's where they are. They came on here, came here, lived here, and they don't have a spirit. That's the difference. So the darkness does not have spirits, the aliens that are darkness. And also there are darkness aliens that do have spirits that chose to use more dark energies. That's why we have on the website a dark side practitioner clearing. So it's somebody who has a spirit that's practicing witchcraft or voodoo or whatever spells on people. They can have a spirit and still do this. Be somebody that, you know, is causing you problems at your workplace or something. So you have to realize that, you know, people with spirits are not always okay either. But the true ones without spirits, they normally steal spirits and, you know, power them. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for that, Ron. People reporting, other people are saying they had mosquito bites and they didn't even feel it biting them, Liz says. And I know it's summer, so we'll all be facing this. And I think that Pauline was mentioning she wanted the live, dead, hidden, inactive, dormant eggs cleared also. So I know you did the I know you did the alien life forms and the invisible ones. Did you also clear the hidden and inactive dormant eggs of the life forms of the mosquito bite?
Oops, I didn't do that. I didn't specify that, so we'll do that now. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Thanks again, Ron. And that you mentioned was the healing that's on the bites and stings, also the alien attack page for the alien life forms. There's a whole long list of parasitic type critters, Ron calls them, that you can clear off yourself, especially when you are aware of some sort of attack like this that leaves poisons and causes itching. Okay, another question from a new listener, Mike R. He's wondering if healings you offer can help strengthen his neck, the neck muscles, I imagine.
Boy, it's hard to say what the problem is. I would say after you do so many clearings, I would say probably so. We have that one clearing up on the website about a dog bite. And we had to go through 20 different clearings to finally get to the problem to actually help the person. So just doing one clearing, even a sample clearing, may not have any results. And then, again, it could. So your neck problem could be what did your ancestors think about next? That's the first thing you have to look at, okay? Because you now have their thoughts. You have their belief systems. And with that belief system is their faith. So you have their faith of their life with you. Now, did any of your ancestors ever get hung? Did you ever have a energy where your head was cut off and that entity that was in the body, the emotional body, body hopped into someone else and lived through your ancestry? So it gets to be very complicated. You might try the body jump start is good for physical problems because it goes through all different types of clearings, and there is muscles on that clearing. So you may want to try that. I would imagine we could probably help. I can't guarantee anything. But the process is, what you have today with you, whatever your condition is caused by your ancestors from the past. So the past always recycles, so you need to go back to the past to find out what the problem is or just to get rid of the energy. You don't have to really know what the problem actually really is, but you need to get rid of the energy that's causing the problem that you have today. Did your parents have any problems with their necks? You see, you can look at that. I have a special clearing that you can put necks in there. Maybe go into a clearing for that, which could help you. Normally, what I have people start off with is the whole lifetime emotional clearing. That's what I would recommend doing because that gets rid of the emotions, typically, that could be causing your problem in this lifetime because everything is emotionally based at first that's brought up in this lifetime. Like I said, if you were born and didn't hear any words from anybody and you didn't do any reading, didn't speak, then you're isolated, we'll say, from society. You probably wouldn't have any physical problems. Other people bring them forth for you. That activates your DNA, and then you're on that ride of going through stuff. So I see if you have any conditions from your past of having an injury on your neck. Maybe you had something when you're a young child, and things recycle. Maybe this is a 20th type, a 20th time that you've had a neck problem, and now it's becoming worse. So you need to look back in this lifetime to see what actually, you know, happened also. So there's a lot to having any kind of problem. Most people who don't know much about how things happen with their sequential order of bringing manifestations present, all of a sudden you say, I got something, and you think you just got it because, you know, you caught it. It's just like, you know, waiting for the sky to fall, and all of a sudden it falls on you or something. So you have to realize that things happen because of the past, and it's your ancestors and also your past of this lifetime. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that explanation, Ron. And you did mention the audio sample, which is called Why Physical Healings Are Complicated. And if the listener, any new listeners and the caller would like to pursue this, they could go to the top of the website, creationlightship.com, and click where it says More Audio Samples. And there is a drop-down list of different audio samples you can listen to. And it also includes the one that Ron gave earlier in the program, Increase Your Life Force Energy. So those will be good places to start to pursue your healing. So another question, Ron, that came to CLS questions from Arjan in the Netherlands. He would like to participate on the 8-hour intensives that you hold on Sundays via Skype, and wonders, in addition to the free conference calls, is Skype available?
I know you can call in probably from Skype, I think, or Skype is only Skype to Skype. I think maybe the conference call might work with that. I think the information on that page that we have on the website does use Skype, I think. So
yeah,
I know there is a number. There's probably about, you know, a dozen phone numbers for overseas, and one of them might work for you or your country. But I don't know how that actually works. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Thank you. Saban, I think that's, I'm saying it right, is asking if you could explain how their body loses all trace of remembering. He or she's never been healed where it was so complete. And the cell memory does not acknowledge the problem had ever existed in memory.
Okay, so, yeah, in order to get to have your body completely healed, you have to get rid of the cellular memory that is triggering and causing that condition. And sometimes just words activate it. Remember hearing, I don't know if they had it last year or not, but I know about maybe 3-4 years ago, you know, around Thanksgiving and Christmas, they were talking about the flu season. And, you know, I do see stores having flu shots, but they're really giving a lot of coverage for it on the radio and stuff and TV. So that triggers you. Those are keywords. And remember, they're probably robotic programs in some people who are attached to that program. And when they get, you know, just like the Manchurian candidate, okay, you saw that movie, you know, that different keywords can trigger an altered reality of yourself. And it could be another timeline, too, but it's kind of complicated. But basically, as you hear these keywords, it can force you to do something. So you might be listening now and saying, well, yeah, I don't know if I'm controlled by keywords. So if I just tell you to, you know, you're doing something, I say stop, well, automatically you're probably going to stop what you're doing. Stop writing, stop listening, stop this. Well, that's a key word, stop and go. So right away we're conditioned for stop and go, yes and no, you know, left and right. And these are all key words that are commands to have the body get activated with a robotic program that gets installed in us, and we do it all the time. If you ever watched somebody who is a smoker, okay, they have the same posture, okay? They have their fingers like a V, and they hold the cigarette, and they all puff the same. If you kind of watch that in movies, and even people live, and you go, wow, that is really interesting. Did one person just see somebody do that and say they like what they're doing? But it normally looks all the same. In the older days, and I haven't seen it more recently, but in the older days, probably because of maybe World War II, and maybe a war after that, possibly, when the service people were given cigarettes, you know, in their, I guess it's K-rations or whatever they had back then, they would, maybe the sailors did this, but they'd always draw the cigarette package up on their, outside of their forearm, you know, on their T-shirt. So you'd see people walking around with the cigarette package rolled up on their T-shirt, on the outside of their arm. So if you've seen that, you go, wow, yeah, you may see it in old movies, but nobody does that now. But that's one of the conditionings that probably people had because maybe they didn't have any pockets to put them in, or maybe they'd get dirty or crunched, so they'd put them on their forearm. So if you're old enough, you might remember seeing that on people. But I think sailors did that a lot. But, you know, that's going back to, you know, the 60s, basically, what I can remember. Late 50s and 60s, where you saw people, probably from the service, who saw that happening. But if you see any old movies where you do see sailors, you'll probably see them wearing their cigarette pack on their outside of their forearm on the top. So back to you, Kathy. Do you remember seeing that yourself, Kathy? I know you're over 20.
I'm over 30. Yes, I have seen that. I still see it sometimes in certain towns. So, thank you. Question from CL West Questions. One person here had a little bit of a letter, so I'll just shorten it just to the essential question. The person had a spirit retrieval from a shaman and now kind of regrets it seems, and says, how would one clear a spirit retrieval by a shaman, even though they had relief from emotional pain?
Okay. Well, I would look at that as energy happening to you outside of yourself. So I'd probably go into the dark side practitioner clearing and clear that person's energy off of you, because that's what I think you're probably asking. What if they gave you a whammy or something? And then what I would do is, even though, you know, did you really get your own spirit back? You know, just because you said you did, you don't know. And so you need to, you want to get rid of the energy that they gave you and then have it come back to your own spirit. So have your own spirit go out and find the parts of you that could be around close by. It's very possible that in the process of doing the spirit retrieval, your spirit finally connected to you but didn't come in because maybe something else is coming in its place. And I have seen people with, you know, their spirit energy walking along beside them or in front of them, behind them at times. It's if you've ever seen that, it's pretty freaky. And to see the spirit like 3 or 4 foot ahead of the person as they're walking. It's really something. But what I would do is get rid of what came into you that helped you. Remember, the dark side gave you all this stuff. Whatever you're dealing with is from the darkness, and the darkness knows how to heal that. So it's possible that maybe they gave you something that took away some of your problems but gave you something much worse. It's hard to say. But I would do the dark side practitioner clearing on the person who did it. And then from there, what I would probably do is, you could probably do spirit infusion, and that's free on the website on some of the free clearing. Just go in there and do spirit infusion and just see if you can bring back more of you that could be just outside of your body, because that's what it's for, just integrate what's you with you. Anything in the beyond, though, you know, that cream will not touch. But that's what I would do right off the get-go. So back to you, Kathy.
Sounds good. Question from Ed. He's asking, Ron, who asked you to come to Earth since someone always comes every 2,000 years?
I don't have that answer, Ed. I don't know. I know I came back, so I don't know how or why or for what reason or anything else. All I could figure is that I could have been more upset with the aliens, but in source energy, you don't judge anything. So I don't know. From the physical and looking from this point where I'm living, you know, we'll say in the darkness of this reality of time, I realized that, you know, the mission of Jesus was not completed. And the ascension only happened to a handful of people, we'll say, and that was because the darkness came and took everybody off planet. So I came back this time to try to make amends to do more work, we'll say, to help people leave. So it was probably my own choice, but I don't have that history. What to tell you? Well, that's where it is. Okay. Back to you, Kathy.
I'm sure everyone's thinking the same as me. We're sure glad you're here. Okay, now, Heal321 had a suggestion for Mike R., who has weak neck muscles, and was suggesting an energetic brace like you sometimes do for us, for our legs and feet. Maybe an energetic brace for Mike R., just to feel it, a little bit of strength in his neck.
Yeah, I can do that momentarily here. So here we go. I'll count to 10, so we'll just put some energetic braces on your neck here. And I think we got a beep there, a caller, so we'll get the caller in about a minute here. So here we go. And this will work probably today and tomorrow for you, so we can hold that a little bit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, okay? And again, I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy around your neck here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if that tends to help you. So I think we have a caller on. So, caller, are you there?
Hi, caller. Go ahead and state your name and question for Ron.
Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you.
Okay, I'll go ahead. I have a question for Ron. And my question is this, that Ron, in 1975, they had a film that came out that made a real big hit with the people, and it was called The Stepford Wives. And then it came out again later on a number of times. It came out again. And it came out in 2004. It made such a big hit with the people. They really related to this film, the Stepford Wives. And what it was about is the men invented this machine, this mind-control machine, to control the women. And they made little puppies out of the women, and the women did whatever they wanted. And they had no self-esteem. They had no identity or anything. And then when the women found out, they were infuriated, and they used the machine against the men, the mind control machine against the men, to make them do whatever they wanted to do, and made little puppies out of the men in the end, and they got revenge. And can you describe the scenario that a conflict exists between the men and the women concerning a mind control program, and can you address that problem with us, and that they haven't found the light of neutrality but they have gone on with mind control program. Can you address that a little bit for us tonight?
Well, let's see here. I don't know if I can exactly talk in that lines, but when I first started doing my healing work, I was lucky if I had 1% men coming to me. So all I was really working with was women, and that's been for a long, long time. Now, like yourself, I have men coming on board, and I would have to be more in neutral when I was doing everything, which is where I try to stay, and not to tap into the emotions where most people, you know, tap into those. So that's probably why I maybe attracted more women as a male healer, we'll say. So for myself, I don't really see a difference in sex with men and women when I work with them. To me, everybody has stuff, and the stuff, even though it's a little bit different, it's still emotional stuff that I work with. So I don't really see a big difference myself when I work with a male or a female person if I do anything, you know, on a one-on-one. Although I do feel, after living here, that women have had and do have a much harder go-around, you know, living here as compared to men. Maybe that's because the mentalness of men not dealing with feelings. Look, I didn't use the word emotions. I'm using the word feelings. And so, like I said earlier, people try to, in a sense, that they try to figure out how something works mentally, and you just can't. You can do it mental if you do something like a math problem or trying to figure out why something doesn't work. And that's a whole different process. But trying to analyze energetic healings mentally and not knowing how the body is responding, there's no way that you can get a clue. I worked with a few people a few days ago, some of the people were very, very mental. So it's really hard to have a mental person understanding what you're doing, because a mental type person does not relate to feelings. But they might relate to emotions a little bit, because everybody gets upset. So when you get upset, and then you say, yeah, I'm emotional. But the feelings and the way the body is responding, some people don't know, even have a clue of what their body's doing. So I don't know if I answered your question or not too much, but I don't see the gender here on this planet myself as being one, I don't know what to say, one's better than the other or something. I see everybody as an equal energetically, but I do feel that women have a much harder time now as compared to men. So back to you, I guess, Kathy. Thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Larry. Ron, I think we have a new listener named Dean who did the nano detox clearing, and he listed some of his symptoms in the fast chat, then followed with a question that maybe we could address for a few minutes. Does one finish the whole list? That's 41. A whole list of nano clearings in a few days. So he probably needs a little bit more information about how to do the nano clearing. And I know we've been talking about it since mid-May. And so, Dean, if you want to listen to some of the archives from about mid-May on, you'll hear us, many of the programs discussing it. One way or another, people's reactions similar to yours.
Yeah, so, I would take it really slow the first 50 years or so, maybe the first 100 years even. That's why it's broken down into the small increments, because it could be kind of rough. So, but other than that, everybody is experiencing the energies differently. Remember, you're going into the past, and the energies may not be active in you. So you may be getting rid of an energy that could be activated, but you may just be going through this process of thinking that nothing is going on and it's an easy thing. But remember, when you do these clearings, the light is looking for stuff that is in accordance to the clearing. So they're looking for implants. Remember, the light needs to know what to look for. And in the clearings, they're looking for energetic implants or things that could go off in you, you know, which are possibly time-coded or energetically triggered through the atmosphere of nanotechnology in the air that you're breathing and or seeing, so, or water that you're drinking that would have activation energies in it. So even though the, you know, maybe past the 1800s, it might seem like it's a breeze, there's probably still stuff inside of you that's being taken away, even though you may not feel it because it hasn't been energized yet. So, you know, I would take the clearings at first very slowly for the first couple hundred years, like we have listed there. And then the other ones may not be as rough or rocky during the process. Back to you, Kathy.
A question in the fast chat from Liz. Is there a good clearing for protection? I think she means an online clearing for like a psychic protection, psychic armor, online.
I don't think I have one. I don't think I have anything to do that. The shrink wrap could help you, but remember, it's very hard to put up an interference pattern or something around you to block out people's mind's energies from courting you. I'll probably be working on that in the future here. It feels like it might be needed. But as of right now, I don't have anything up online that would give you like a suit of armor. Right now, your spirit is all that's available to work with you. That's very good. Oh, pick that one around. We do have the arc field protection, and that one could be very beneficial. So you may want to try that. That's about all that I have up is that one. That could help you because that's your energetic field that your body emits, and you're being attached or attacked energetically through your auric field. That comes into your body from there. You could even do the clearing for the alien stuff. You know, that would be the little stuff on top of your head. Also do that other clearing where it's the satellite one. So we have two clearings. The one's like the receiver, which would be you. One's a transmitter. Those are both, you know, active clearings online. I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you, Ron. In the next few minutes we have remaining, would you like to make an announcement about the upcoming intensive that you're holding Saturday, starting Saturday the 14th of July and Sunday the 15th of July?
So that'll be this coming Saturday, so... Saturday is a four-hour call, and then from there we do three consecutive Sundays, which are 8 hours apiece, and we get rid of the alien critters, ones that are attaching to you internally, externally, that you physically cannot see. So there is a YouTube video out from NASA that does show a man with an alien in his head. And so, you know, we get rid of a lot of these things. The arc field is included in the nano detox clearing, so if you're interested in doing that too, that's on there. But the 8-hour calls is our body rejuvenation series to get rid of alien critters, and that's our intensive that we have every month here. Kind of hard to say how that's going to affect you, but it works wonderfully. A lot of people like it. And they come back only because they have more relief. And even though we take out similar critters, there's a lot that I don't mention, but I guess the main ones, in case you're just listening, wondering what they are, and you can go on the alien attack page, go on to parasitic life forms, but the black widow is a big one, the jellyfish and the octopus, and we did the a sample tonight of the mosquito energies and their snakes, etc. So a lot of stuff is going on inside of us that can cause us an illness. So I guess we'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Well, thank you, Ron. And as Ron often says, that the 8-hour intensive are essential for ascension preparation and to have a better life and good health. If you're interested in purchasing the intensives or want to look into it, just go to the top of the creationlightship.com website and click on where it says Purchase Conference Calls, and you'll be taken to a menu of all the calls, the prices, and the categories. And you can click on those and purchase it via PayPal, and you'll get an instant email with the phone number, the conference call phone number, and the access code that you'll need for the day. And so a lot of you do like the water, and Ron does activate the water with the light codes for us, so that is a nice bonus. Okay, Ron, so I think we're almost out of time, so I'll turn it over to you for any closing comments. And thank you, everybody, for all your participation on the Fast Chat today.
Hey, so, it'd be nice if we could have a alien repellent spray bottle or something, you know, or like a ray gun or something like that that would only detect them, you know, as they came in and was around us, but... Anyway, let's all stay very peaceful. I'll bring in the peace energy. And here it comes to the light beam. You can scroll down a little ways on the BBS program, and there's a big light beam picture. We'll bring in peace for you. And then we have another call on another program for 3 hours coming up, and that's on the website on the right-hand side there. And oxstreamlive.com. So here we go. That's where you can click on there and also hear the program. So one, here comes the peace energy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And our next BBS program is Wednesday. And we're still on station one. And it would be at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, or Pacific Time. We're not standard now, I guess. So it must be the odd time here. Not standard, I guess. So anyway, 7 o'clock, and we shall see you later, everybody. Blessings, and have a wonderful evening. And do send your questions in, maybe for tonight's show and also other shows, to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Blessings. Good night, everybody.